The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
Can essential oils cure almost every ailment? We're hearing more and more about avoiding medications and using alternative therapies. But who do you listen to? Where do you buy them? What's the best stuff? And is it safe really for us to be playing with these kinds of things on our own? Well, we have an expert on the show, Haley Hobson. Her website is HaleyHobson.com. She's an author and she's an expert in the use of these essential oils. You prefer to just go by Haley. Haley, welcome to the show. And can you tell us some of the things that you think the average person out there could use essential oils for to improve their lives?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you for having me on your show. Essential oils can be really used for almost anything right now. I mean, we have in the past been using them as aromatherapy, and a lot of salons use them or massage therapists mm-hmm. use them to enhance an experience like that. But I think that essential oils are a more homeopathic, holistic approach to medicine these days, and we can use them from anything like a sore throat, stuffy nose, to stomach issues, healing from something as significant as Lyme disease. I mean, you name it, there's like thousands and thousands of uses for essential oils.
Now, how, for the listeners, just a little background information, how are essential oils made? What exactly are they?
So essential oils are aromatic compounds that come from plants. And what that means is that whoever manufactures them, and you hope that you're getting, you really want to look for a brand that's certified pure, therapeutic grade. Sometimes when you're buying essential oils off of the shop, and I mean off of the shelf in a market, you know, you don't know what quality you're getting. So definitely look for that. One of the brands that I recommend is doTERRA, D-O-T-E-R-R-A, and I actually have information about them on my website. But anyway, what the company will do, hopefully, is go to the indigenous region where the plant is best harvested. So, for instance, say you want to get lemongrass oil. Mm-hmm. You would go to India, because India has the highest altitude and has the most humidity, a lot of rainfall. And so the plant is harvested, and it goes through a distillation process where the oil is literally squeezed out from the plant. And that's what you get. You get the oil, which has the therapeutic properties or even medicinal properties that the plant itself, even if you ate it, would not have.
Now, in my office, we've used things like eucalyptus and lavender for infections. But when I'm looking at some of your work, you've talked about using some of these essential oils for things like anxiety, insomnia, stress. Let's start with severe anxiety. From a healer's viewpoint, from Haley Hobson's viewpoint, how would you approach that with a strategy with essential oils?
Yeah, a lot of people have a lot of success with using oils like frankincense, which is a very rare, more expensive oil. It's actually referenced in the Bible. And then there are other oils like helichrysum, oils like, again, lavender. Blends that you can make with lavender and Roman chamomile and sandalwood, sweet marjoram. A lot of these oils have these properties where when using them aromatically, like literally smelling the bottle or putting a drop on your fingers and putting it underneath of your nose or diffusing it in a diffuser, have the effect of balancing the anxiety in somebody's body. So it's like a neurological response that stems from the sense of smell, which, as you probably know, is the strongest sense that we have in our body. It's the only sense that's directly related to or connected to the optic nerve in our brain. So it's a very powerful sense.
Wow.
And, yeah, and we can use the oils internally as well. I mean, you could actually take frankincense and put it in a gel cap and take it internally. But people have a lot of success taking oils aromatically. And so, for instance, I myself was a person who had major sleep issues my whole life. In fact, when I was in my 20s, I actually was put on medication and I stayed on it for about 15 years. And when I found out about essential oils and I started using them aromatically by my bed in a diffuser, I kid you not, I was off my medications in about 5 days.
Oh, that's incredible. And Now, I see that you studied at, it's a cutting edge place. This is where you trained to be a health coach at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in New York. Did you do this kind of after you healed yourself of this anxiety, or did you do it kind of before it? Was this part of your journey?
So, I mean, my journey, I feel like, has been starting since I was in my 20s. You know, I was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome when I was in my late teens, and I was a practicing attorney at the time. And, of course, the stress of that kind of world and that kind of career didn't help. And as I left that career in my late 20s and opted for a career that I thought would be more less stressful as a Pilates teacher, as a yoga teacher, I began the healing process then and, you know, changed and studied nutrition and stuff like that. And then several years ago, even though I felt like my career was supposed to be less stressful, I had been off of the anti-anxiety medication at that point, but still on the sleeping medication and medications for the irritable bowel. I kind of hit rock bottom a couple years ago because I was always the type of person who was, you know, type A personality, wanted to be a business owner, just putting all this pressure on myself. And that's when I turned a couple years ago to essential oils and other modalities, but essential oils being a big healing process, and then
I just need to get this straight. You went from a practicing attorney in New York to healing yourself with different natural organic lifestyles, including the essential oils. Then you went in and decided to train in essential oils, and now you're educating other people about it. That's been your path because it's quite unique.
Yeah, it is actually. That has been my exact path, except I was an attorney in Philadelphia and L.A., not New York.
that must be far less stress, yes. There's never been any sayings about more guts than a Philadelphia lawyer or anything like that. I'm sure that relaxed L.A. lifestyle applied to the attorneys as well. You wrote a book, and it's got a very interesting title. What is your book title about, and can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. My book title is called Haley Hobson's Hip Guide to Creating a Sexy and Abundant Life. And I chose that title, because I thought that I wanted to talk to women that were like me, the women that were between the ages of 30 and 50 some years old that felt like they had a lot on their plate going on and they didn't know how to find what they felt was their abundant lifestyle or sexy lifestyle. They were just inundated with errands and chores and work and career and kids. And I wanted to write something that from the perspective of somebody who also had all of that going on, but was able to really find, you know, the relationship that I'm in and that I love and, you know, spending time with kids and still having a flourishing career that I love doing that feels like play to me. And finding time to take care of ourselves through nutrition, exercise, spirituality,
so,
that kind of thing.
Okay, so let's say this 30 to 55-year-old woman is listening right now. In reference to essential oils, how would they start bringing them to their household and using them in their life?
So I have a couple of different references that I can send people to. The first, as you mentioned, is my website, HaleyHobson.com, and that's spelled HaleyHobson. I have a tab on the website called Essential Oils, and it begins to educate people about what they are. And I also have another website that I recommend called aromaticscience.com, and it's there for those of you who are more inclined to choose traditional medicine, may not be a believer yet, need some scientific evidence and approach. And then on the website, I have other tools. I actually wrote another book before this first one called Haley Hobson's Guide to Healthy Life with Essential Oils. It's a download for $8.99 on my website. And then I have a Facebook page where I educate people daily about essential oils, and that's called Haley Hobson, or you can find it Haley Hobson Coach.
Well, we've been talking about essential oils as a part of your overall preventative medicine, as well as treatment strategy. Haley Hobson comes to us conquering her own anxiety, mental, emotional stresses with essential oils. HaleyHobson.com is a place you can go to educate yourself on that in order to stay well, stay really, really well. And that's how we roll at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.